Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to our little interlude that we call High Plains Outdoors. A little break from all this awesome music every Saturday morning. I am on the porch of my little cabin sipping some coffee. You probably will hear some jaybirds or mockingbirds sounding off out here. I know last week I had one of the roosters run up on me, and he did an unscripted sound off about every 30 seconds at just the right time. So I remember commenting, if I could pay that rooster to do that every week, he adds a little something to our outdoor show, you know. But today I'm going to tell you about an adventure that I've been on for about the past week and a half. Actually, a new type or a new style of hunting wild hogs. If you listen to our outdoor show very long, you know that I'm an avid hunter and that I love to hunt hogs. I live in Texas where there's lots of wild hogs, and same thing in many other states, Oklahoma, and some people say that there's only a few states that don't have them, and they're coming quick to a patch of woods near you. But hogs are prolific down here. I usually hunt them, honestly, folks, and just before dark, I kill a lot of hogs. By a lot, I'll probably kill 15 or 20 hogs a year. I make sausage, ham, give a lot of the meat away, that kind of thing. I don't go out to try to eradicate them. I hunt them for meat. I really do. But Glenn Guess is if you go to YouTube, the Hog Zombie, check that out. He and his wife, Michelle, they make some awesome videos. And Glenn has been a guest on my hour-long outdoor show many times. And he has got me interested in calling hogs. Now, Glenn uses a caller that's called the Bullet HP. It's an electronic collar that you set up, and it uses recorded wild hog sounds that Glenn has actually recorded himself. He has wild hogs on his place, and I don't think you could find anyone more knowledgeable than Glenn on calling hogs. But I decided to get me a Bullet HP from Convergent Hunting Solutions there, and I did a couple weeks ago. Well, talked to Glenn. I said, you know, my goal is not so much to kill a hog right at first. I want to photograph one coming into this collar. And folks, the first three times that I was out with this collar, of course, I was in an area with hogs. You got to know a little bit about how to hunt hogs, I guess, before you could use it successfully. But I'm out where there's a lot of hogs and undisturbed hogs at that. First three times I had hogs coming in, but they would either get downwind of me or they would flare, whatever. They would have been easy targets if I was hunting meat using this collar. You download the apps to your smartphone, and they're available there through Convergent Hunting Solutions. You just download them, and then you play. Say you want to call groups, sounders of hogs, mixed sounders with boars and sows and pigs. There's calls for that. If you're targeting a lone boar, well, there's calls for that. So you just basically get positioned to get that caller out. Well, I could have probably shot. Well, each time I could have easily shot a hog at fairly close range, but I could not get them position just right. The wind or something would swirl. I could not get them in front of that collar. On the third, I had hogs come in the first time on that third attempt, or the third time out, and then I moved to an area with a hog trail right down a fence line, and a bottom, big creek bottom behind it. I knew if the hogs came, they would come and approach the right direction from the wind to that collar. And sure enough, I'll post a picture of a very, very proud of that picture. That hog came within 3 feet and probably would have ran over the collar, but finally, after I took a bunch of pictures, it spooked. But I'll put it on our website. You know, you can listen to the archive of these shows at hppr.org and just seek out features and then my show. We're out of time, folks. Join me next week. We'll have some more fun.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.